By nearly all accounts, Southeast Alaska has seen growth in recent years. An annual economic report shows people coming to the region in droves. In the last 5 years, the population has grown by 4%. Jobs have grown by 4%. Job earnings have increased by 16%. And passenger arrivals by plane, ferry, and cruise ships has increased by 15%.
But all of that doesn't mean anything, unfortunately, because we have the fiscal contraction of the state budget.
That's Melani Shivens with Raincoast Data. She was presenting the information to a few hundred attendees at the Southeast Conference. According to the annual report, if it wasn't for the state government's impending fiscal meltdown, the region would be well-positioned for a prosperous future.
We have so many bright spots in our private sector economy. We have lots of great indicators, and they're going the right way.
Over the last 5 years, Southeast has added over 2,700 people and 2,000 jobs. Government makes up more than a third of the jobs. The seafood industry employs 12%, followed by tourism at 9%. But state jobs in the region are expected to decrease by 200 positions in the first half of 2017. 500 other state jobs were lost in Southeast over the last couple of years.
The reduced spending at the state, it doesn't just impact state jobs. There's so many businesses out there that have most of their contracts and most of their employees working to serve state government, either on state government contracts, providing services to the state. So the impacts of the loss of these jobs and the loss of state dollars in the Southeast Alaska economy is going to be very significant.
Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott is the keynote speaker at the Southeast Conference. He and the administration have long been touting the need for a state fiscal plan to address much lower oil revenue.
I think it's important for all of us to realize that at this point, it is a self-inflicted storm.
Mallott blames the legislature for not putting a fiscal plan in place amidst a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. He says we don't just need different revenue sources, but a different core economy. And he believes local communities will continue to be hit.
We are essentially visiting the result upon local government because these services have to be met. And if the state doesn't do them, in many respects, core services will be demanded by local citizens of their local governments.
Mallott is optimistic, though, that lawmakers will find solutions in the 2017 session. Meanwhile, tourism in Southeast has been growing. Last year, the region broke the record for number of people arriving by airplane. But Shivens says a reduction in the state's tourism marketing budget could impact the industry. It was $18 million in 2015, but it's been whittled down to $1.5 million for this fiscal year. One silver lining in government job loss is the U.S. Coast Guard. Southeast Alaska is home to 34 communities and more than 1,000 islands. The geography makes travel challenging and often happens on the water by boats, ferries, and cruise ships. To help keep the area safe, the Coast Guard employs nearly 800 people in the region, a workforce that's increased by 26% in the last 5 years. Those federal jobs should be safe, says Shivens.
Expect to see all sectors of government continue to shed jobs with the exception of the Coast Guard.
Despite its remote nature, Southeast is a good place to live if you're older, according to statistics. Most of the population growth has come from an increased number of seniors. In the last 5 years, people ages 65 to 80 has increased by 42%.
The average age in Southeast Alaska is 5 years older than the state as a whole.
The state's Department of Labor predicts that one-third of Southeast's population will be over the age of 60 in the next few years. Overall, the Southeast region represents 10% of the state's economy. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.